You're listening to Vatican Radio. Members of St. Peter's Cricket Club set out on a second Light of Faith tour to the UK this weekend, with ecumenical and interfaith objectives high on their agenda. 2 years ago, in September 2014, the newly founded team of Rome-based Catholic priests and seminarians from India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka and England travelled to the UK to play against a Church of England side, the Archbishop of Canterbury's 11. The game ended with a narrow victory for the Anglicans, while a return match played in Rome in the autumn of 2015 saw the Vatican team taking back the prized St. Augustine Cup. Now, on September the 13th, the two teams will meet again at the Kent County Cricket Ground to further their sporting friendships and to pray together again in Canterbury Cathedral. This year, the players will also be travelling further afield to the north of England, and their encounters will showcase a broader interreligious agenda. To find out more, I sat down with the manager of the team, Father Eamon O'Higgins. Father Eamon O'Higgins, you're taking off with the St. Peter's 11 to England on this second Light of Faith tour. Tell us a bit about the tour this time around.
Yes, well, it's taken on a new dimension through the good work of the English Cricket Board, and the other county boards will be playing at the test grounds in Edgbaston in Headingley and then Kent's County Cricket Ground in Canterbury. This time around also, not only are we playing with the Anglicans, but we have matches with an interfaith group, which includes Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Muslims and Christians. And then also, one weekend, we're playing with a team of Muslims in Yorkshire at Headingley, and we'll also be there with them for their community day the day before.
How have the boys here been preparing for this match? What are their expectations? What are their feelings as they set off on this second tour?
Well, to play at Headingley, to play at Edgbaston, would be any cricketer's dream. And I don't think any of us have dreamt about playing at these stadiums. They're really excited. In fact, they're making me nervous. They're really excited about it. At the same time, they're seminarians, we're priests, and every day each one of us is praying for the deeper fruits of communion, of the light of religious faith, that it may shine. We're praying for those fruits as well. So there's a lot of excitement going on here, a lot of nervousness. They're practicing each day, and at the same time, there's a depth there to what they want to do.
You experienced this very much on the first tour, didn't you, a couple of years ago, this, if you like, faith dimension that went well beyond just the sporting events?
Well, thankfully, that's what people remembered us. There's a phrase that we used in our team then: if people remember us for this tour 2 years ago, it will be because we're priests and seminarians, not because we're cricketers. And that's not because we're not good cricketers. But the novelty here is that it's priests, seminarians, in one way or another, people giving their lives to the Lord God. And I think that, in a certain way, becomes evident in what we're doing. It's not only cricket matches. We have our Holy Mass each day. We've time for prayer. We had a very moving occasion with the Anglican Communion when they came here last year. And we've always tried, wherever we go, to include that element of the transcendent. And yes, and I think even in the secular media, that perception was received, that there's something a little bit different about this team.
As you mentioned earlier, this second Light of Faith tour is expanding from an ecumenical dimension into very much an interfaith focus with Muslims, Sikhs, Hindus and so on. It's particularly significant, this, because most of the players in the Vatican team are from India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, countries that have experienced significant and continue to experience significant interfaith tensions.
Yes, well, in fact, one of the founders of St. Peter's cricket team, the former ambassador John McCarthy, always had this intention that St. Peter's would be formed to work on not only ecumenical but interfaith relations. You're right. Perhaps we in Europe, although it becomes a little more evident here, are less aware. But when you find in countries like India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, where Christianity is a very, very small minority, cricket is played by over 1 billion people. So the combination helps Christian faith to move in a culture where it's not normally known or expressed. And that is something remarkable. One of our former team members was ordained a priest in India 2 weeks ago. He wrote to me and said that people there recognize him for being part of the St. Peter's cricket team.
A certain amount of fame for the team there.
Yes, but for a priest, what can help him project what he wants to do? And if it's through cricket, that is also a valid expression of the values that he wants to express.
Before your original Light of Faith tour, you were able to meet Pope Francis to get his blessing as you set off to England. What are the hopes as you set off this second time around?
Well, so to meet Pope Francis, we're working on it. We're asking to see if it's possible. Obviously, Pope Francis is extremely busy, and if not now, hopefully in the near future. We have two very important presents to give to him. The Royal Household of Windsor Cricket Club gave us a porcelain portrait of Windsor Castle to be given to the Holy Father. The Muslims also gave us some sacred books and some of the sacred clothing that they wear. We'd like to give those personally to Pope Francis. Our expectations for the tour, above all to give witness to who we are, our appreciation, respect and veneration for other religions, our appreciation for the United Kingdom, in particular for England and its culture, its history. We have received so much from the Anglican Communion, from the government authorities, the cricket board, the visits that we had to Westminster Abbey, to the Houses of Parliament. This year we'll be visiting York. We'll have a candlelit tour of Canterbury Cathedral with the Dean of Canterbury. It's also to appreciate England, its culture, its history, its literature. That is also something that, in a very simple, humble way, we would like to show.
And we hope to come back with the cup again, don't we?
Yes, there was a question whether we should actually bring the cup or just leave them here, and that would be very presumptuous. On a slightly more serious note, we've won, we've lost, we know how to win, we know how to lose. What I ask of our team is to play well, and in that there are no excuses. Obviously, we prefer, we want to win, we don't like losing, but we're capable of losing and capable of shaking other people's hands, looking them in the eye and say, well, today you were the better team. That's a lesson principally for ourselves, but I think also for others, that winning, losing doesn't define your value as a person.
My thanks there to Father Eamon O'Higgins, team manager for St. Peter's Cricket Club and spiritual director at the Pontifical Mater Ecclesia College. I'm Philippa Hitchin.